So last year's SUV is the new econo car.
Hybrids are the new SUVs.
Blue is the new black.
Well, maybe the new brown. Who knows? Don't worry. Every Thursday on Day to Day, Youth Radio is going to let us know what's up in young America. They call their series What's the New What? Here's Alana Germany with today's installment.
What's the new what? I say disrespect is the new chivalry. Take a listen to this classic love song from 1972 by the Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. One moment don't come better. Ain't no woman like the one I love.
Now take a listen to a remix from My Generation by Bay Area rap legend Too Short.
Ain't no bitches like the ones I got. All top notches gotta stay on top. Party all night and we make a lot.
Of course, music can't be the only factor contributing to what Ebony Magazine calls a culture of disrespect. The other day, I was walking down the street, talking to people about this idea, when a grown man who should know better said this.
When you was walking away, my nephew said, make him want it, man, because your ass was shaking, it was nice.
He had the nerve to say that to me with my camera rolling. In my 18 years on the planet, I've heard it all. Hey, girl with the glasses, or hey, sexy, come here. And my personal favorite, how you doing, chocolate? Some might say that I should be flattered by getting approached so often, and maybe I would be if guys weren't so disrespectful. In fact, most young people I talk to, like 21-year-old Nate Haddon, have never even heard of the term.
I don't know what chivalry means. Is that like shaking, some type of shaking? Oh, it's not slang? Chivalry. What? I don't know what that means.
No wonder chivalry's dead. Talking to people, there were lots of theories. Some people said the feminist movement led to the demise of chivalry. Others thought the media's portrayal of women as sexual objects was to blame. But 50-year-old high school teacher Miss Nichols says there's another reason. Parents these days often neglect to put the idea of chivalry in their lesson plans.
I think they gave up on the idea as a principle and practice of life and therefore never taught the following generations.
I think it's about time I create my own lesson plan. So to all you dudes of the universe, listen up. Lesson one. If you see a girl on the street and you want to talk to her, try a simple hello. Lesson two. Don't flail your arms around and yell at girls to get their attention. You just look like an idiot. And finally, lesson three. Just because you don't know a girl's name doesn't mean you can call her whatever you want. Not sexy, not chocolate, and definitely not. For NPR News, I'm Alana Germany.
What do you think of Alana's lessons?
Well, more importantly, listeners, what is your new what?
You can email us. The address is...
What?
What at npr.org.